Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word live talk radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to share with you today on the subject of the truth about Halloween. Have you ever thought about what Halloween is about? Halloween is celebrated by the world as a harmless, fun occasion. Many Christians also celebrate this holiday. You know, we need to realize if we're going to celebrate a holiday, we got to know what it's all about. So it's important that we look at the history of Halloween. The original celebration, which has led to our modern-day Halloween, began with the pagan Druids hundreds of years before Jesus was born. The Druids lived in the Celtic countries of Britain and France and Germany. The Druids were a people who were involved in witchcraft. The word Druid actually comes from the Gaelic word Druid, D-R-U-I-D-H, which means a wise man or magician. And the Celts considered November 1st as the beginning of their new year. They also considered this day the first day of winter, and the day preceding the new year, which would be October 31st, was recognized as the day of transition from summer to winter. On this day of transition, before the first day of winter, that's when the Celtic people of Britain believed that it was the time of great activity by supernatural beings. They believed that the barriers were down between the natural world and the supernatural world. The pagan Druids who lived in the Celtic countries had a celebration held on this day, October 31st, in honor of their pagan god Samhain. Samhain was an evil spirit who was the Lord of the Dead. This celebration was called the Vigil or Festival of Samhain. During this festival, the Druid high priests were to collect offerings for their god Samhain in order to worship him. October 31st was also called All Hallows Day. The All Hallows Day celebration actually began as the sun was setting the evening before, and this prior evening of October 30th was called All Hallows Eve, from which, of course, we get our modern-day name of Halloween. This celebration was a festival of the dead. It celebrated death by honoring the Lord of the Dead, Samhain, and the souls of the dead. In the Druids' pagan religion, they believed that the souls of the dead would rise out of their graves and wander the countryside trying to return to their former homes where they lived for food and shelter. On All Hallows' Eve, Samhain, the Lord of the Dead, was to call up all the evil souls who had died during that year so that they could return to their former homes. The people believed the evil souls would come out on this night and come to visit the homes of the living to be appeased through a sacrifice to them. In reality, they were not the souls of the dead, but they were evil spirits. If food and treats provided by the new residents of their homes were not acceptable to them, the evil spirits would do evil deeds to them. They would cast evil spells upon them, promote havoc by destroying property and livestock, and terrorize, haunt, and torment the living in retaliation, even to the point of killing their children. The Druids often asked families to sacrifice the firstborn child in order to pacify the evil spirits and guarantee the fertility of crops and livestock. They had to satisfy the demands of the spirits with good treats, or they would retaliate with a trick. Giving food to the evil spirits was in reality a sacrifice to the demons and worship of Satan. Today, when children go out trick-or-treating, they are actually following this same yearly pagan ritual in honor of Samhain, who in reality, of course, is Satan, and evil spirits. The children who go out trick-or-treating are taking the same place as the evil spirits who went to the homes demanding a sacrifice. Thus, this participation of children in demanding a treat or I will trick you will open the door for demon spirits to enter into them. In giving out food to the evil spirits, the people were actually sacrificing to these demons and worshiping the devil. Today, in giving food or candy out to children on Halloween, one is doing the same thing that the Celts did. If you participate in giving out treats, you are actually sacrificing to demons and worshiping the devil. This festival of Samhain was the supreme night of demonic jubilation. The demons would roam the earth in a wild celebration of the coming of darkness. It was a night of ghosts and fairies and witches riding through the sky. This festival was a fearsome night. The people would build huge bonfires to frighten away the raging demons. They would also carry jack-o'-lanterns with demonic carved faces like our pumpkins of today to drive away the demons. The superstitious Celtic people were so afraid on All Hallows' Eve that they would travel on this day wearing masks and costumes in disguise, believing that their disguise would ward off the evil spirits. For protection, their disguise was to masquerade as one of the dead souls and hopefully blend in unnoticed among them. They would dress up as demonic creatures or creatures of the dead. This is where today's Halloween traditions came from, of wearing costumes of skeletons, ghosts, mummies, and decorating with skulls, crossbones, graveyards, or other symbols of death. The wearing of costumes and masks for protection from evil spirits is the origin of Halloween masquerading. In the modern day celebration of Halloween, it's a day which witches celebrate above all other days. In witchcraft, there are 8 major festivals per year. These festivals are at a time of the year of the 2 solstices, which are the longest and the shortest days of the year, and the 2 equinoxes, the days in which the day and the night are the same length, as well as the 4 times of announcing the 4 seasons of spring, summer, fall, and winter. Halloween, or All Hallows' Eve, is the major festival of the year for witches, warlocks, witch doctors, and voodoo priests. Hundreds of witches gather for this occasion worldwide to worship Satan. Now, to people involved in witchcraft, Halloween is known as Hallowmass. It's a time of sacrifice and worship to Satan. It is the end and the beginning of the witch's year. It marks the beginning of the death and destruction associated with winter. At this time, they believe that the power of the underworld is released and spirits are free to roam about the earth. It's considered the best time to contact spirits. Halloween is serious business for Satanists and witches. During this celebration, certain rituals and spells which can only be cast on Halloween night are released. Witches believe that the veil, believed to separate the living from the dead, is thought to be the thinnest at this time. They believe that futures are foretold easier and more accurately by those that are involved in divination. This is also the ideal time to practice necromancy, which is contacting the spirits of the dead. Witches get together to cast spells, oppose churches and families, perform sacrilegious acts, and offer blood sacrifices to Satan. Both animal and human sacrifices are also offered. 6 weeks before Halloween, the witches begin to get together and chant until they see the face of Satan. Then they sacrifice small animals, then larger animals, then a male goat, and then even an infant, young child, or adult sacrifice. The sacrifice of the child is seen as a representation of the Christ child, who they blaspheme and symbolically destroy in a prolonged, brutal torture and slaughter of the child. They also eat the organ parts and drink the blood. This time is when witches perform the greatest sacrifice to obtain the greatest power. It's also a time when witches proclaim their powers for control and leadership in the satanic realm. There is sexual association with demons and Satan as well. This is a time of the bestowal of honor upon witches and warlocks. Thus, Halloween is in reality totally centered on Satan and the activities of witchcraft. The customs and decorations which are associated with Halloween all have significance to witchcraft also. Common customs and decorations include the colors of orange and black, bobbing for apples, scary costumes and masks of witches, goblins, ghosts, haunted houses, black cats, owls, bats, and jack-o'-lanterns, which are carved out pumpkins. The meanings are hidden to those who are uninformed. The colors of orange and black are considered the colors of Satan. The black is significant of the witch's cloak. It's also the color of darkness and evil. The orange is the color of fire, and the witches will often gaze into a candle or fire when conjuring up demons to perform curses, hexes, and spells. Bonfires are made to ward off the evil spirits so that they would not do the people any harm. A firelit jack-o'-lantern is carried, or a firelit pumpkin, having been carved out with a demonic face, is placed on one's property in the same tradition of warding off evil spirits. The custom of bobbing for apples, that involves a witchcraft token of love and fertility. Witches believe that apples could divine or foretell the future. If a person bobbed and got the apple, he got the assurance of love and fertility from the person that he loved. Costumes and masks were worn to ward off evil spirits. The people hoped that the evil spirits would see the costume or mask and think that the people were demons so that they would not do anything to them. the wearer of the mask or costume, was actually a partaker of the power of the Spirit which the mask symbolizes. Anyone who wears a mask or costume will open the door for a demon of that type to come into them. Ghosts were considered the spirits of the dead souls who were manifesting themselves. However, in reality, they were demons impersonating the dead person. Haunted houses were places full of evil spirits who would make noises, move things, turn lights on and off, and torment the residents. This is what's called a poltergeist. Polar means noise or racket, and geist means a spirit. This is all the activity of demons. Black cats are symbols of evil spirits. Hecate, who is the Greek goddess who ruled over witches, wizards, and ghosts, was a priestess who turned into a cat, and cats were thought to possess magical powers. They were used by witches as familiars. Familiars were demons in animal form that served as liaisons between a witch and Satan to help in divining the future. Cats were the primary familiar used by witches. Owls make sounds at night. The screech of an owl was believed to foretell disaster or death. Bats were symbols of demons hunting their prey in the darkness. Bats would also drink blood, symbolic of the sacrifices of animals and humans and the drinking of their blood. The jack-o'-lantern is the ancient symbol of a damned soul under control of Satan. Today's parallel tradition is to hollow out a pumpkin and carve a face in it, in the appearance of an evil demonic face with a lighted candle inside of it. The fire-lit jack-o'-lantern was thought to frighten away the evil spirits. Thus, we see that the modern customs and decorations all come from witchcraft. There is a definite meaning for the use of these specific items in the Halloween celebration. Having seen the history and the symbolism of the customs and the decorations of this holiday, we can conclude, obviously, that Halloween is totally involved in witchcraft and the honoring of Satan. Did the early church ever celebrate All Hallows' Eve? The answer is no. All Hallows' Eve was never celebrated by the church until around the 7th century A.D. Prior to that time, many Celts had been converted to Christianity. Although they had received Jesus as their Savior, they continued in many of their pagan practices, including the celebration of the dead on All Hallows' Day. In the 7th century, in an attempt to move toward replacing this pagan holiday, church leaders initiated a new celebration called All Saints' Day. All Saints' Day was set aside by the church in memory of early Christians who died for their faith. This was initially celebrated in May, but by 900 AD, the celebration of All Saints' Day was moved to November 1st to replace All Hallows' Day. However, the All Hallows' Day celebration continued among many of the people. The All Hallows' Day celebration was brought to the United States in the 19th century by immigrants from Scotland and Ireland. Over time, All Hallows' Eve became known as Halloween and became accepted and popular in the United States as we see today. The pagan witchcraft influence now dominates this holiday. We've begun to talk about the subject of Halloween, helping you to understand the true history of what's all behind it. We're going to continue talking about this in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, I want to make available to you my book, The Truth About Halloween. If you're interested in just one copy, we can send it to you for $1.50. If you want multiple copies to be able to pass out to people at this time of year, they're available at 75 cents each plus postage. If you're interested in getting the book on the truth about Halloween, please give me a call at 602-279-5212. The Truth About Halloween, please call 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.